Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessing.
joy, and tranquility. You are now listening live and in archive to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, 2010, in the year of Papalegwa and the ancestors, as Egungun and High Elder. This is the year of spiritual tests and challenges, higher consciousness going within and crystallizing inner strength, inner understanding, and inner foundations. We are under an Aquarian lunation period with the moon in Cancer in the first quarter phase and the sun in Pisces. And of course, Mars is retrograde all month. This suggests a season of speaking up with truth and clarity, crystallizing, planning, organizing those things with voice, vibration, and on paper that we truly wish to see materialized and manifest in our reality. And speaking with authority and taking the initiative and decisive moves for optimum manifestation in any endeavor. If there was ever a time for moving forward on your goals, manifesting your dreams, breaking strongholds and generational curses, it is now. This is a time for healing and self-healing, releasing of that which is not beneficial to the wholeness and wellness of the holistic body. A time of cleansing, purging, and purifying for life, for health and preparation for the body temple, for enduring times yet ahead. A time when we are being asked to challenge everything we think we overstand as solid, permanent, and constant, coaxing us to extend our horizons and broaden our perception of completion, success, and aptitude. And it is the day of doing battle within the spirit realms, binding and rebuking that which is not conducive to the forward motion of our true spiritual and metaphysical selves, banishing all limitation and false strongholds, building a reality of love, light, and liberation. The stone, mineral, or crystal of the day is pink and green tourmaline, assisting in this time of introspection and going within and addressing sentimental connections, issues, feelings, and concerns. In this moment, we stand and the multifaceted, multidimensional crystals, atoms, molecules of all-encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, illusionary earth plane existence. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally, spiritually from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey. Passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of the healing life-giving herbs, roots, and plants, dirt, minerals, and salts. And we are one and one in cosmic, divine, universal unity. Our ancestors understood this, and now we too again traverse our divine destiny to understanding and rebirthing this wisdom and comprehension into our present and earth plane existence. And so it is from the point of silence that all creation sprang, and it too shall be from a point of silence we shall now begin. It is from within the mist that we begin this cosmic dance and the universal mind expansion entrancement. It is the origins of the primordial river and the transcendental serpentine fires moving, dancing, and elevating us consciously higher and higher to greater states of consciousness and overstanding. Divine light beaming upon my face and filling every single trace of incompleteness and fear with light, provoking my inner knowing of clarity, completeness, wholeness, transcendence of all illusion and fear, and vibrating with the linear cosmic universal vibrating light spheres, the divine light of the creators and the Most High. I want to take this time now to acknowledge those that are present with me this evening. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. The legal analyst, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be present. Queen Ifama, I love you. I embrace you. I respect you. Queen Ifama is the truth terrorist, and indeed worthy of great honor for her work that she is doing there in Milwaukee, as well as on the internet in broadening our horizons and opening our minds and reminding of us of our true identity, our true path, and our true responsibility to community. And you can listen to Queen Ifama on her show here on Block Talk Radio on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, you can click on her name there in the chat room to her main profile page and receive further information. I would also like to greet and welcome our guest, both in the chat room and on the phone lines. We greatly appreciate your being present with us. And we would like to remind you that our call-in number, both listening and call-in number, is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. This phone number is active and live each and every Wednesday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio while we are broadcasting live. And, of course, once you do dial that number, area code 347-215-8967, do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue with a question or comment. And I will, at that time, open your mic and allow you to present your question or comment. Those of you who are present in the chat room and you have a question or comment, do indeed type in all capital letters that I may distinguish your question or comment from the general chat, which is taking place in our chat room. And again, I greet and welcome each and every one of you with great admiration, appreciation, and honor for taking the time out of your 24 hours, 7 days a week, to be present with me here on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, when truly you could be anywhere else in the internet universe. You chose to spend just this time with me, and we greatly appreciate that. And know that you are thought of in your endeavors. I would also like to remind you to click on the little red heart on the show page radio player and mark us as a favorite. This will alert you to any coming show dates, show guests, or entertainment advisories ahead of time, and will allow you not to miss any coming information or show dates and times. So do please also mark that, as well as support us by clicking on the ads that you do see on the side of the page, the movie commercials, the advertisements. This is also another way of showing your support for the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on and reading and supporting the sponsors who Blog Talk Radio has chosen to market on our show page. It will at least give us that that love and that appreciation of knowing that you have been here. And do be advised that you can do this both live and in archive whenever you do visit the Divine Prince profile show page here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to take a quick musical break, and I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio with Hoodoo in the 21st century. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Afudai,
oui.
Bila bila,
on
va faire quoi ici là?
Non non mauvais dedo, marelé, non non mauvais dedo.
Bilalo.
Non, non, mauvais tête d'eau.
Okay.
My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also locate my temple elders, high priest and high priestess, the Archbishop Dolores L., pastor and spiritualist, the Divine Bonterre, who can also be found along with highly qualified and experienced Juana Risha, Papa Say, fourth generation hoodoo conjurer, two-headed root doctor and seer with over 50 years of experience in overstanding, and Dr. Joy, as well as many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, and practitioners in various virtual temple groups, such as House of the Divine Prince, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, as well as many others, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, utilizing my convenient links at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And remember, Papa Say airs Sundays also in the afternoons at 3 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also click on the direct links to Papa Say's page on my main Blog Talk Radio profile as well as from my website. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, guest, honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, as well as my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also know that I have several other sites within my virtual temple group, House of the Divine Prince, where I do offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, the direct links can be found in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with the meditation and the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. All is a blessing in divine light and illumination. We will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. Yavaluwa siyago, sumunaruma diyae. Yavaluwa siyago, sobo aluma diyae. Atibon lekbakre le kata uloa, kata uloa ki mache wawelo. Yavaluwa siyago, I'm not the one who's got to go. Peace and blessings. Again, you are with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio here on Wednesday, February 24th, 2010. And our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you do indeed have a question or comment at any time, please remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue who does have a question or comment, and I will be glad to open your mic. Also, if you have a question or comment in the chat room, do remember to type in all capital letters. This will again alert me that someone in the chat room has a question or comment, and I will read your question or comment live on air. In this moment, we stand radiant and vibrating in divine cosmic universal light and understanding. Peace and tranquility, divine joy and serenity. In this moment we stand, and the ancestors of many nations too stand with us and for us in divine humility and gratitude for yet another day, another hour, another moment to embrace the great and divine I Am Creators. In this moment we stand, and the multifaceted, multidimensional crystals, atoms, and molecules of all-encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, illusionary earth plane existence. In this divine moment, we stand at the crossroads of all time and space, thought and understanding, vibrating in absolute positivity and grace. In the face of all possibility and all blessing manifestation, we choose right now in this divine moment mastery over the obstacles of this life, mastery over those who would seek to invoke stumbling blocks, mastery over the illusions and delusions of the devil, and mastery over the wickedness that is this mystery Babylon. We claim mastery over calamity and war, famine and disease, hatred and tyranny, wherever in the world it may exist. Understanding that all these things can be accomplished and obtained and have their common root and foundation first within the spirit realms. It is within the mist and the darkness that all life sprang, within the primordial black hole that all creation has its intra and intergalactic origin, all space and time. It is the place where we began meditation. It is the space of darkness expanding outward, deepening our understanding and perception to the place where our ancestors dwell and our spirit guides offer help and motivation. It is in this place that indeed God and Goddess dwell, the place of our higher selves, the Holy Grail, which holds the secrets and power of true spiritual manifestation and liberation. It is here that we first open the gift of the spirit and magical abilities that are laden within each and every one of us who develops the courage necessary to progress along the chosen path. When visiting the beautiful, historic, legendary city of New Orleans, please do remember these sponsors and remember them, and remember that you heard them here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince. Dr. Joy and Flavor Cafe at 1214 North Rampart Street here in New Orleans on the perimeter of the French Quarter. Dr. Joy is master chef, master spiritualist, and master artist with the paintbrush, and you will feed your body and your soul at Flavor Cafe. Dr. Joy's phone number is area code 504-304-9186. She can also be visited at www.flavacafe.com. And also let us remember Tiffany Sharif of Confess Apparel and Accessories, located at 8227 Oak Street in the historic New Orleans Carrollton area. Tiffany Sharif is a designer and creator of original high fashion wear as well as functional everyday wear, and Confess provides a wide range of vintage and designer apparel, jewelry, hats, handbags, and more from throughout the 20th century and beyond. Confess is also now showcasing handbags by the artist and designer Koshi Ganata of Ghana, West Africa, right now at Confess Apparel. Their phone number is area code 504-864-8272. They can also be reached at www.confessapparel.com. And, of course, for your spiritual church supplies, F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, located at 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, area code 70119. And Felix Figueroa's phone number is area code 504-482-5400. That's 504-482-5400 at F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. Felix Figueroa has been a staple in the spiritualist and hoodoo supply market here in New Orleans, Louisiana, for years, and is the most reliable source for hoodoo, ifa, santeria, lakomi, and root working supplies. And he provides an array of sprays, incense, talismans, floor washes, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, implements, and ritual supplies and resources. So contact Felix Figueroa at F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that phone number is, again, 504-482-5400. And Garden District Shoe Repair at 3511 Magazine Street in Uptown New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115. And their phone number is area code 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-7463 for Garden District Shoe Repair, where they do all types of shoe and leather dyeing, Rockport Resold, orthopedic service while you wait. Jimmy Holmes is the proprietor. Shawanda Dunn is there to meet and greet you and provides excellent customer service at Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street. And again, their phone number is area code 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-7463. Please do let Shawanda Dunn know that you heard about the Garden District Shoe Repair from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, the Big Easy Trading Post, buyers of gold, silver, antiques, and coins, located at 116 Carondelet Streets, right off the historic St. Charles Streetcar and Canal Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. And that phone number is area code 504-236-0637, 504-236-0637. They also pay the highest cash price for all gold, silver, diamonds, antiques, clocks, watches, paintings, stamps, guitars, musical instruments, currency, metals, and war items, and all types and manner of unusual items, gifts, and collectibles. They also sell African art, crystal, minerals, and stones at the Big Easy Trading Post. Buyers of gold, silver, antiques, and coins, 116 Carondelet Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, right off the historic St. Charles Streetcar at Canal Street. Phone number is area code 504-236-0637. We will take just one more quick musical break, and we will be forward with more of the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe. Thank you. divine peace and blessings, and thank you for being present with me both on the phone line and in the chat. This is not an attempt to overstand or understand the next person's religion or philosophy or understanding. Often my show titles and materials are just a outward expression of my own inner conversation and my wanting to share that with others who may agree and not always agree. So my sharing is just an attempt to unify upon the global and universal scale, as it were, the paint board that we all paint upon with our own individual brush, my understanding and my relation to creation as I see it and how I have found success over my short 40-something years. But I will say we are living in one of the most powerful times or ages ever of our planet. The population has never been higher. The need or demand for resources has never been greater. And the need and desire for religion that works, that feeds the soul and spirit of the individual, has never been greater, and the solutions for many seem mute. Those seeking true spirituality with healing and success in finances and business are returning to religions and practices of their forefathers and foremothers that are spiritually familiar in large numbers and are giving rise to a larger interest in Pan-African religious paths, cultures, and practices. The need or desire to control the elements of one's environment to heal and recover without the fears of the artificial and synthetic are causing many to return to the ways of grandmama's kitchen for remedies to whatever ails and solutions with a legendary and historic track record. Hoodoo lends to allowing the individual to their chosen religious life path and choice, and operates from a more purely spiritual, holistic, metaphysical, remedy-based range of services. Hoodoo pushes faith to the test of manifestation and resolution, often for very personal requests and endeavors, offering a sense of activity and involvement in the process of healing and resolution for the blocks of life and circumstance. We believe in faith, humility, patience, divine timing, fate, and destiny, but we also understand the effects of combining elements of faith, sacrifice, activity, and cooperation for the manifestation of very real solutions to a range of issues and problems. Actively creating and recreating our reality and situation here in this very plastic, malleable, ever-changing, relative, temporal earth plane dimension of which we live and exist. We are all crystal and 70% water and capable of vibrational manifestation, creation, and productivity. We are all able to create whatever reality we choose to focus on, both negative and positive. And if you are not actively, positively creating and recreating your reality and understanding, then you are creating your negative manifestation and reality, even if only by default. If you're not vibrating and operating, creating and recreating with light and understanding, diet and exercise, knowledge and study, then what are you fueling your body temple with? We have surrounded ourselves with the artificial and the synthetic, that which takes us often out of the equation of producing our own foods and producing those things which nurture our body, both physically, spiritually, metaphysically. So indeed, the need to surrender to the natural law of the fittest, gravity, which will naturally suppress all things to the earth-based level, can we only expect a state of decline, depravity, and eventually death. If I may, the Bible says, as it is, so too shall it be below, which means, metaphysically speaking, that there are mirrors of reality between the physical and the spiritual realms. There is a counterpart or a symbolic connection to all things within the spirit realms, where we believe all things truly exist and have their origins, and things within our illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimension, for which many are ill prepared to navigate, are just temporal, are just illusionary, are just a temporary fix to an often more deep-seated problem and resolution. There is a counterpart to healing and harm within every fruit, vegetable, crystal, mineral, and stone, thought, and vibratory process we create in this place to heal and feed us, but also to cleanse, purge, and purify ourselves, the planet, and her body. We have gotten out of proportion with our connection to the cycles of the sun, moon, and stars, to our water, our lakes and oceans, to exercise and the outdoors, and our connections to nature, animals, and the body creation. It is within the circle of life, of all that is our body, our creation, that we honor the mother when we honor ourselves and our bodies. We honor the great father when we honor ourselves, our names, and our integrity. So hoodoo is about spiritual manifestation and efficacy, but it's also about reputation and integrity. And long before we had this medium of the internet, it was about who knew you and your services and or abilities. One of the tools that I do like about the keen and the live person sites are its ability to leave written comments and ratings about the service or consultation provided. When utilized fairly and properly, this can be a wonderful tool for assisting new clients and community about previous experiences with the services offered with the House of the Divine Prince. My biggest compliment and complaint is the attention to spiritual empowerment and development Otherwise, we are wasting our energies, and you will retain the problem or issue to be addressed again another day. Sometimes we are not ready to give up our crutches, to give up our pacifiers, to give up our comfort zone, even when it is harmful or no longer beneficial to our moving forward. So within hoodoo, there assists a mechanism often through Papalegba in moving forward. Papalegba stands at the crossroads, the gate, and behind the door, and opens and closes all things. He stands with a crooked stick at the fork in the crossroads with his dark glasses on, with only one lens signifying the presence of a bright light or the light of the divine, and one lens to represent the ability to see intra and interdimensionally above and below the ground. And if you don't move when it's time, he just might nudge you. The route for battling and breaking through strongholds is High John the Conqueror route. Available in many forms, High John, Low John, root and oil, its power and ability in spiritual pursuits cannot be overstated. Blessed and hidden away in oil or in a gri-gri or juju, and sometimes between the teeth and gum during especially strong work, High John and Papalegba throughout history and legacy have left us with a documentation of success in all endeavors and protection during perilous journeys. And these indeed are perilous times and perilous journeys that lie ahead of us as we proceed in this unpredictable phase in our history and society. The abilities of botanicals and herbals, shea and other butters, is so well acknowledged and established that even a hint of it in name or real product is enough to warrant special advertising and price in commercial products and personal care items. But these are all natural products, legendary within our community and within our practices under whatever name you heard it spoke of in your house, whether it be hoodoo, root work, and voodoo. Ultimately, as a African-American practice, it comes under the moniker of hoodoo. The more mother-birthed religion of voodoo, V-O-D-O-U, as practiced in Benin, Togo, and many other West African ethnic groups and cultures, made its way here via the Middle Passage to first often Haiti and the Caribbean, where it manifests in the voodoo, V-O-O-D-O-O, and Obeah practice that we know of that birthed the practices of today. But as it made its way to the coast of often Louisiana first, being that even before Louisiana and the Louisiana Purchase, this being the port of the South, as products made its way, products, culture, food, slaves made its way up the Mississippi River, those practices generally were birthed here in Louisiana, New Orleans more properly, and come under the moniker of hoodoo. So there's often confusion just around the names, the origin of the names, and the practices within the culture and the tradition. New Orleans has a reputation, as I've said in previous shows, for being identified with voodoo, yet any of the generalized, commercialized hoodoo supply houses that you can find in person or on the internet, you will often find Yoruba, Santeria, Lukombi, or Ifa-based deities used in symbolism. So just the usage of voodoo to label and stereotype this culture here in New Orleans is a misnomer. We are more of a hoodoo culture than a voodoo culture. And we are slowly being induced away from natural, pure, or organic as we allow those environments to be replaced with corporate-generated foods, food products, manufacturing, and non-food-related products and manufacturing, and culture. Fast food, quick and easy meals, prepared foods are fastly becoming the meal of the day, and they are widely, grossly unhealthy, in most accounts, containing higher contents of salt and sugar, as well as artificial and byproducts that are unneeded, unnecessary, and detrimental to not only the well-being of the physical body temple, but the spiritual body temple. People ask, well, what does that all have to do with hoodoo? Well, but that is everything to do with hoodoo, because hoodoo is a natural Pan-African religion. And we have and are dependent on nature and the environment to give us what we need for survival, for life, for healing, and for protection. We need the swamps and the forest, the woods and the wetlands, the natural occurring herb, grain, seed, and meal for the survival of all humanity. And the animal kingdom is genetically, spiritually, naturally, divinely connected with us and to us. We are also connected to the body of creation as we are to the ancestors and to those who have come before us and who have laid the path and the foundation upon which we now all stand. We show them honor and praise as we do honor and praise for the divine creators and ourselves by a way we commune within the body and temple with ourselves, the divine creators, and each other. Our existence, it truly is a cyclical, seasonal process. If you can just envision a large crystalline sphere vibrating interdimensionally, cosmically, universally, magically, in all levels and times, equals Ezekiel's proverbial wheel, way up in the middle of the air, as it were. The story is a visual, multidimensional demonstration of hoodoo or magical manifestation representative of the power of conjoined elements utilized properly in balance and in purpose to bring forth spiritual and godlike powers and manifestations here on this earth plane level, to open portals and doorways to other and higher realms of manifestation and understanding. We will need a profound knowledge and connection to nature and the earth to proceed forward into the future. We will have to. The book Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler speaks to a time when we carry safe dirt in plastic bags to grow stored away seeds for food, power, and trade as much of the natural resources of the planet, and particularly in our hemisphere, will be contaminated and polluted. The same motherwit and wives' tales, griots, and stories will still provide a look for many into relearning and re-understanding our changing world around us and how to survive in these coming times. What many people lack are basic survival skills in our spoiled society. We need coping skills for the inevitable pitfalls, valleys, and mountains that are more often artificially prevalent in our society, artificially removed and bulldozed down in our physical world and temporal reality. And we need to reconnect to our abilities to be creative, to make lemonade out of lemons, to get off the grid, the debt rolls, and the credit card rolls, and move towards a more simplistic but emotionally and spiritually complex society as we face greater concerns and greater challenges in our coming future. The powerful hand, one of the many secrets and powers of the powerful hand, is its hidden secrets, knowledge, and information that aid the knowing into remembering the processes that govern the cycles of our lives and our magical spiritual realm. It is also a reminder of our list of priorities, as it were, our elemental connections or laws that must be nurtured for optimum health of the body temple, but also the spiritual temple dually. Beginning with your pinky finger or your smallest finger, as I was instructed by my elders, this finger is representative of earth, our foundation, our grounding, our physical body, our daily natural functions that keep us alive, that keep us connected to the planet and keep us connected to humanity. Our next finger, what we call the ring or weak finger, is our water finger, the finger that is representative to our ability to learn and to process new and changing, relevant and prevalent information as it is presented to us in any scenario within our daily existence here on Mother, Father, Earth. The middle finger, sometimes the offensive finger, is representative of fire and our ability to act, to project, to create, and to emit beacons of energy, lights, and force that resound upon creation and return unto us that which we need to fortify ourselves in our bodies and our structures that we erect both physically and spiritually here in this earth plane existence. The pointer or number finger is representative of the element air, our connection to life, our connection to the divine creation, our ability to break down and to transform all the things that we take in to feed our body, both molecularly, cellularly, physically, but also spiritually, ethically, and emotionally. And the thumb finger is representative of the mind, the spirit realms, or the ether, and our connection to it, with the palm being representative, as I was told by the elders, of God and Goddess, the spirit or unknown realms, and the divine creation as a whole. And these basic elements as representative in our hand, as representative also symbolically in the symbolism of the powerful hand, are also basic tenets to alchemy and other forms of ritualized magic and understanding. These same fingers, even with their elements, also have metal representative, also have mineral representative, also have a crystalline representative. And our understanding is built over a process and time upon this structure as we learn and gain new information and learn new spiritual systems of understanding to gain proficiency as a practitioner within hoodoo and Obeah arts. Maintaining this understanding in order in all our endeavors as they relate to health and even to set up our environment within the laws or pillars of these elements as we do in feng shui, as well as setting up our altars and our spiritual work along these pillars and these elements, are the very foundations to strong, effective spiritual manifestation within any religious or ritualized system. For without these elements in their proper perspective and application, we deny or invalidate our humanity and our connection to the creation, to earth, for which until further time and age we must remain and repair our connection to, as we must remain and repair our physical body for however duration we exist within it. As our consciousness strives to challenge and control our world, so too must we strive for elevation and growth on the spiritual, mystical, and cosmic levels. There is a parable that says, that which you loose on earth shall too be loosed in heaven, and that which we bind in heaven also will be bound on earth, giving us another glimpse into the miracles that await the developer of the mind, body, and spirit, that which is intangible and God or Goddess within us, that part of us that is immortal and ever-living. When we give honor and offerings at the cemetery, it is not to place undue glory on death, but to enliven and honor life and the motivating life force of those who have come before us successfully and triumphantly and established the path and foundation upon which we now all stand. It is to keep the torch lit and the embers of their struggles and ingenuity in the face of even tougher times burning and manifesting as we push forward physically and spiritually, come what may. Black obsidian or Apache teardrop is a crystallized volcanic glass. It is forged in the fire, gas, pressure, and heat of ages past in a world we can only imagine full of boiling cauldrons and spouting volcanic eruptions. In many specimens, this power stone can be seen to exhibit rainbows of healing color, pink, blue, violet, purple, green, and golden sheen and silver sheen, like bull's eye, appear in black obsidian when polished in its spherical or stone or pebble-like forms. Like a bull's eye, these colors display, act as a vortex of black hole energy to bring all to the surface, including that which is hidden and obscure from our vision. Along with amethyst and clear quartz, this is the equation for a powerful truth spell and remedy able to elicit even the most hidden and coveted information or energy blockage. Along with tourmaline as a wand, particularly black tourmaline, to remove whatever surfaces during the healing, black obsidian can remove and dissolve all forms of denial, secrecy, and if you do not want to get with the truth, I wouldn't even suggest you mess with black obsidian. These combinations or these remedies. Its abundance is prolific on the planet, yet it is relatively lower in price than other precious and semi-precious stones and crystals. It is commonly found in spherical or crystal ball shapes and polished in pocket-sized coins or Apache teardrops at a reasonable price in many crystal and mineral shops. I also offer them here at www.houseofthedivineprince. And it does increase in price with the presence of rare and spectacular color displays, bullseye rings, and in size of the actual piece. But not to be confused with the denser and more opaque black onyx. Black obsidian is a highly polished, highly radiant volcanic glass, and is said to be strong, so strong you should always balance it with clear quartz and or other counter stones like clear quartz, amethyst, malachite, and hematite. I keep my large black obsidian in a malachite base with the shape of Africa. It's in a rich black and gold banding, and it helps to disperse as well as transmute any heavier negative or destructive energies drawn to or picked up by the black obsidian stone. Again, it is a true stone. It will bring that which is hidden to the surface, whether it be yourself or those around you. Also, in our modern and advanced world, we are seeing and being exposed to more old world or natural metals like pewter, copper, silver, and even new metals like steel, aluminum, and platinum, which all give off a unique vibration and radiation, have very specific actions, reactions, and purposes. So I will be very careful right now at this time, particularly with things that you are going to wear on your person or be exposed to for large amounts of time, frequently involving metals of various types and endeavors. Now, of course, they do have their healing power and property. The power and accessibility of copper and its healing properties are so prolific to be found at your average checkout counter at the local drugstore now, in bracelet form, in bangle form. Copper is a highly electrical and conductive metal, but it is also a very soft copper ore, and it can be utilized to bring energy levels within the physical body up to a higher state to be utilized for healing as well as other forms of protective and magical spiritual purposes just by wearing it. What they don't tell you is everything you really need to know and understand to make it work, to keep it clean and activated, and the readily available food product necessary for the natural chemical processes to work with the copper that cleans and recharges the affectability of the copper. And, of course, that is ketchup. Ketchup will not only chemically charge and clean your copper, it will also assist in bringing it to a shiny rose gold like patina with no chemical interactions or after effects whatsoever. And also, no chemical product can even achieve or accomplish the cleaning and restoring power of ketchup to copper. As a matter of fact, if you leave copper on, I'm sorry, if you leave the ketchup on the copper for too long a period of time, it will begin to activate the copper and dissolve it into a malachite copper ore material again, which is why you see the green or the dark mineral base that forms around your wrist, particularly when you're ill, particularly when your energy is off balance or you have been exposed to unclean energy and spirit, and particularly under periods of high stress and heat, which is why often you have to clean your copper twice as frequently during the summer months as you do during the winter months. But it is definitely ketchup that is the equalizing factor that can not only clean your copper and restore it to a bright, shiny, almost gold-like patina, but also keep it protected for longer periods of time from tarnishing as quickly. And please do know and understand that the tarnishing is actually the sign that the copper is working to draw the impurities out of not only your chemical, physical body, but your spiritual, etheric, cosmic body. Not only do I predict the presence of hoodoo in the modern age and into the future, but the accessibility and availability of information to only fuel its presence and user access. And with this will come its own complications of authenticity, popularity, competency, but the need for and desire for its healing power, sciences, and understanding will not and have not diminished. The live foods, plants, herbs, seeds, and roots and remedies necessary for wellness and for holistic living are being diminished and contaminated, requiring a greater sense of awareness on our parts to save, grow, conserve, and share these plants, these remedies, and the knowledge and understanding of how to utilize and harvest them in the remaining wild and cultivate them in pots and or in the ground for ourselves and each other, and pass this awareness as we gain it, as we share it on to those around us, our friends, family, and our children. Without this knowledge and understanding, there will no longer be any authentic hoodoo or authentic hoodoo practitioners. Hoodoo truly exists where the product is. Otherwise, you are being exposed to a commercialized experience of something else, something else more authentic. Just as we are being exposed to a synthesized, commercialized product through commercial pharmaceutical products, when proper diet, proper nutrition, proper mineral absorption and nutritional absorption in its most natural form is the most expedient and expeditious avenue to holistic health and wealth, as well as thinking. Because if we are not purifying, if we are not nurturing, if we are not providing the things that our body needs to thrive and to survive and to think clearly, truly there can be no revolution. Truly there can be no warriors, no true revolutionaries. Truly there can be no forward motion if we are trying to conduct our movement off of the junk and garbage that is provided now globally in this society. And in this dietary style that many of us are now partaking in. So we must begin to remove that which is not providing life, which is not providing sustenance, which is not aiding to health and wellness and holistic green living from our diet. Otherwise, we cannot expect the same in the production of ourselves as well as our families, our children, and our communities. And we must support the authentic practitioners and our desire to keep Pan-African holistic healing arts and practices relevant and available and accessible to returning clients, students, and adherents, but also to those yet to come into this more natural way of life and spiritual living. A Native American tradition present in hoodoo is the law that governs not taking more than you need and giving back something to the creation in sacrifice or harvest from the divine abundance of nature and the plant, root, seed, and mineral kingdoms. We have raped and pillaged the Great Mother, and in so doing have raped and pillaged our own bodies of resources, often for waste, greed, and ill necessity, just for self-gratification and temporal pleasures. And then we want the doctor, the preacher, the healer, the revolutionary, the hoodoo man to fix it now, and fix it for good. Some are on a voyeuristic journey to observe or to record, document, and experiment with a variety of things for pleasure or understanding, entertainment, and others to explore what it is you do and offer and attempt to duplicate the same for profit or money, but only to have clients still venturing, still seeking, still coming to me seeking advice after having spent all their resources with unsuccessful, undocumented attempts. In this day and time of knowledge, resource, and understanding, saddens me. I am available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and 360 degrees of power, humble humility, and understanding to assist you in any endeavor. I can be reached by various means utilizing my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.thebrotherofmercy.com, where I also have various other spiritual ministers and practitioners there to assist you in any endeavor. We are also now branching out into more community resource-oriented endeavors. Just between the Queen Mother Naima Shikamana, also known as Sister Tony, who can be found on my main blog talk radio profile page. Just the information that we are privy to in housing, in employment, in resources, in the latest news and updates as they pertain to New Orleans and the rebuilding of the city. We are beginning now to branch out into a more community service-oriented function here locally, as well as on the internet, and providing that connection to New Orleans as well as to the world and that information. We're finding that many vendors are seeking our assistance in wanting to know when the coming events are, when the coming opportunities to vend and sell. So please do feel free to contact me for those endeavors. I am still carrying and delivering up offerings, requests, and petitions to St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 and the Tomb of Marie Laveau, as well as for local private ceremonies and ritual with our local and international active authentic practitioners. I am here not to strengthen myself, but to strengthen a community of spiritually empowered warriors and liberators, understanding that we need not more religion, but spirituality and manifestation of that spirituality and the fruits of our so-chosen religions, as we so say we believe. Tourmaline and black obsidian can assist to elevate to a conscious level that which is only a hindrance and existing in a spiritual, emotional, or ego-based blind spot in our frame of reference and third eye comprehension. It is said that Nostradamus produced his great works and insights utilizing black obsidian mirrors and black tourmaline and rubellite wands to pierce the veils and gain access to higher frequency messages and realities as a source for his prophetic inspirations. In reading the boards or reading the Ifa boards and or in other Pan-African forms of divination, we have what is called the witness that marks the place of the Quran or subject of the reading and keeps position with that which pertains directly to the subject of the reading or the inquiry. Sometimes it's just a photograph. Sometimes it's a intricately well-carved, well-detailed statue or head of some type. I have 5 turquoise witnesses I use in a variety of my readings, all carved small skulls in turquoise, given to me by a elder here in New Orleans some time ago. The act to mark the witness, but also speak as connections to my spirit guides who assist me in the readings. They also act to speak in a gentle voice. At other times, they shout to be heard, followed by the high-pitched sound you hear when the microphone is not quite fine-tuned. I first heard or recognized that high-frequency sound as a child. Rather, my sister Wapani and I both did. when even a neighbor turned on a TV in an adjacent house. And we didn't grow up in a small house. We grew up in a very average size house in the Washington metropolitan area with a yard. So to just hear any type of sound from a house was not normal activity. And we could hear the high-pitched frequency as they entered or connected with the equipment in whomever's home had turned on the television or the piece of equipment. And it was the first sign that something was different, that we were functioning on some different vibratory rate and frequency than some of the others around us. Now, with the new TV, I don't hear that as much, but I'm still hearing, or even at greater volumes, hearing tonage which represents imbalances, off pitches, and stagnant chords within an individual person, possession, or situation that clue us in with a variety of sensory perceptions, color, sound, vibration, feeling. And we live in a society of concealment and don't ask, don't tell, where how you are is just a figure of speech or a euphemism, not a real request of your true state of being and viability. So we must do all we can to love, heal, and nurture ourselves and each other's into a higher frequency vibration and clarity of mind, body, and spirit. We must give attention to that which edifies the soul, the spirit, the creative juices more now than ever before. There's a show that comes on cable. I can't think of the name right now, but they have some people who basically have been abandoned in a makeshift city, which is supposed to be, it's a reality show, which is supposed to be reminiscent of life after some major catastrophe or some major calamity has struck a city in America. And I believe it's filmed in Los Angeles, but and not to sound, you know, doom and gloom, but to just bring a more realistic face to the reality that is our planet at this time. Here in America, we are fortunate, blessed, whatever choice of words you would wish to use, lucky to have not have suffered anything greater than Hurricane Katrina, anything like a war or a major earth change or calamity, which has befallen quite a bit of our planet outside of the U.S. And it is just a matter of time. It is just a matter of moments away from us. It's just a matter of time before those who wish to do us harm find a new way to do us harm. Those who wish to infiltrate America and possibly present a dirty bomb or some other chemical form of wealth of warfare, we must be prepared not only as spiritual beings, but as a people, as a race, as a humanity, to move beyond whatever obstacles we will be presented with. I see and have been predicting for many years a time when we will be forced to walk from wherever we are into another country. And it won't be Canada. as much as the Republicans and the conservatives despise Mexico, I do see it being south. There will be a time where we will have to flee for our lives, flee for our safety, flee for our health from some great calamity that will befall this great America, who in my vision I see as mystery Babylon, as ascribed and predicted by the Bible. There will be a time when we will have to create shelter, where we will have to forage for water, where we will have to forage for food, where we will be limited in our cellular phones, and as Racism Non-Anonymous is now mentioning in the chat room, will be violated by some form of cyber shock, and have our internet and our little gadgets that we have become so accustomed to for communication taken from us, even if only temporarily. And we must be prepared to move forward, to survive, to protect ourselves, and to produce the things that we will need for sustenance. So indeed, it is a mistake to try and separate spirituality. And again, I am not proselytizing or propping up any specific religious path. And those of you who listen on a regular basis, I'm sure understand this. My new listeners, I'm not a propagandist for any specific religion. I support spirituality, which is, in my opinion, a cyclical, ever-changing, evolutionary process that we all are a part of within our existence here on Earth. It is about activism. It is about getting involved. It is about evolution. But it is also about revolution of the mind, body, and spirit, getting off the grid, finding a way to have our needs met, even in face of our government not wanting to or being able to provide that for us, our cities and our municipalities. So in thinking spiritually, in meditating on things of the spirit, we must also meditate on the signs. All religions speak of the signs, both in the sky and here on earth within our daily existence, that things are rapidly changing around us, and we must be prepared. We must not be in denial. We must not be in a place of a false sense of permanence, a false sense of consistency. You know, what do we do the day you wake up and your Social Security check is not available? You know, your automatically direct deposit and paycheck is not where you think it should be at the right time, and then say we get stuck with a calamity. We must begin to not think in grave terms, but think in creative terms of how we move forward, how we rebuild, how we continue on. We must take a more minimalized approach to our possessions. How much of stuff do we really need? How much of stuff will we really truly be able to carry in the event that we are forced out of our comfort zone, forced out of our metropolitan, metropolis city, and have to move to a safer location? These are things that a true revolutionary, that a true spiritual warrior, that a true prophet must consider in these perilous times as we move forward. Please do remember to join us again here next Wednesday evening, where we will have a very special, special honored guest present with us here with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you, legal analysts. Thank you for taking your time to be with us. Queen Ifama, I love and respect you. You truly are the true terrorist. You have elevated my understanding and my awareness, and truly I want to say keep doing what you do. You are reaching the masses. I want to thank Zara Khan for being with us. Zarak Muhammad, peace and blessings for your time that you've given for sharing here with us with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Reiki Master, thank you for being present with us here on Blog Talk Radio. Dionysus C, thank you for being present. We are humbly grateful for your sharing with us on the Divine Prince and Blog Talk Radio. And of course, Grandmaster Key, Racism Not Anonymous, Warm Summer Wind, Demon Elf, and of course our honored guest, those with us present in the chat and on the phone line. Thank you for sharing with the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. Do join me each and every Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Peace and blessings, divine joy and prosperity. Remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Peace and blessings. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. right side. And I will never sell my pride, no matter what evil does.
Hey.
Yahoo me. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, Yahoo me. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. I don't take a low. He do me. Like say, I don't take a low. Eliman, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make us feel you. Yahoo me. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, Yahoo me. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me. Like say, I don't take a low. I'm a show up by day. Hey. I just had love.